From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. A little bit later on this hour, we'll start with your phone calls, and we'll do it next hour as well, as he provides an incredible public service to help you with any kind of health matters that you may have, along with Dr. Joel Wallach. Both of them appear every couple of weeks here on Coast to Coast for a couple hours. The phone number to call for assistance, where there are people there ready to give you some help and advice, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, or go to our website, if you would, too, at criticalhealthnews.com, where they continue to challenge me, saying, try to shut down our servers. So try. Give it a try. CriticalHealthNews.com. Pharmacist Ben, of course, is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Ben, always a pleasure, my friend.
What's up, George? Good to talk to you. I was listening to you, to Peter Breggin, who I absolutely love his work, by the way.
Oh, he's a great psychiatrist.
He's great. And, you know, it just reminded me of all you're doing such a wonderful service, George. You're not just helping people wake up to things like crop circles and all the kind of Atlantis and ETs. You're waking people up to just being better people in terms of their health, in terms of their psychology. Just thank you so much for what you're doing, George. It's really amazing.
I had somebody sent me an email today, Ben, and we're going to go through emails for you, by the way, because they've been coming in like crazy. And the person was thanking my staff. I'm not taking credit for this at all, but thanking my staff for the type of guests and programs that we have been putting on over all these years, making her, as she said, a smarter, better person.
That's exactly what you're doing.
And it's worth it.
Yeah, isn't it worth it? It just makes you feel so good when you know your work is making a difference in the world. What you do as a vocation, as an occupation, is making a difference in the world. It's just so gratifying.
Absolutely. Pharmacist Ben, of course, is part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team, one of our sponsors and partners. You have heard them regularly on Coast to Coast. And I had some people come over the house today. I'm in St. Louis, and they saw a bottle of 40 supplements, bottles of 40 supplements all over the place. And they said, you take these? And I went, every day.
Yep.
Every day. When I'm on remote, like I've got to be in Asheville, North Carolina on the 25th,
yeah,
I'll bring one of those little pill boxes.
Yeah.
I'll fill them up with my vitamins.
Yeah. I got a tackle box. I take a tackle box. I'm not kidding you. I take a tackle box.
And you get that through on a plane and stuff?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. So what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Just doing my thing, doing presentations, my radio program, helping change the world one person at a time. That's how I look at it.
Well, that's the way to do it. And we've got emails that are coming in. Tom's got texts and tweets for you. And, of course, we'll start taking calls at the half of this hour, and then we'll do it all of next hour just to give people some advice and to help them out.
Sounds good.
To get them to at least, you know what, this is what I've learned. Your health is the most important thing you can do.
And you know what's funny about that, George? You don't realize it until you're not healthy.
You have to have the, you know, let's assume, and I hope you do, I'm talking rhetorically here, that you love your family.
Right.
If you don't have your health, if you're not around to help them.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Look at the loss.
Oh, my God, it's terrible. And if you have kids or grandkids and you can't play with them, you're in pain, you can't lift them over your head and get out of a seated position, sit on the floor and play with them and then get out of a stand-up from a prone position, it's terrible. I mean, life is meant to be enjoyed. We have so much to be thankful for and to be joyful for, but when you got a horrible disease or you're in pain or you're somehow in misery, you just can't enjoy all the beautiful things that are in life because we live in our bodies. And when the bodies break down, nothing else matters, which is why we want to focus on our bodies first. And then we can start. It's like on the plane. What do they tell you on the airplane? They say, first put the oxygen mask on yourself, and
that's
then
right.
put the oxygen mask on your
kids. You can't help someone else if you can't take care of yourself.
That's exactly right. And like Dr. Bregman was saying, there's multiple ways to do it. Love is so important. That's that story you talked about earlier with pets. When you pet a dog or a cat or even a baby or something that's more vulnerable than you, you activate your body's healing nervous system, the nervous system that regulates healing, the repair, growth, digestion, fertility, creativity. This nervous system is called the parasympathetic nervous system. It's stimulated and amplified by love, by taking care of something, by caring for something more vulnerable than you. This is why they give war veterans, when they come home from the war, they give them a pet.
Yep.
Right? Because they know when they pet the dog, their PTSD will decrease. We're hardwired to be better when we love, to be better when we care for something. And by the way, this love and this care that we give a pet, we can give our bodies. We can learn to treat our bodies like they're babies. This is what I always tell people when they're sick. I always see when somebody comes to me and they're sick in some way, I see them, their body is sad. I see the body as somehow like a baby that's crying. So I say, treat your body as you would a baby. You know, we have this medical model that treats the body slash baby by cutting the baby's tongue out, by drugging the baby, by somehow punishing the baby for being sick. And that the baby slash body. This idea of loving the body is the exact opposite of dis-ease. Dis-ease is when the body is out of ease. It's when the body is traumatized. So when you're sick, it's time to start loving the body. And one of the best ways to love the body is to make sure you're eating correctly and to make sure you're supplementing, to give the body the energy, the raw materials that it needs to make the energy so that it can do its business.
Ben, in your career with CriticalHealthNews.com or as a pharmacist, relate to us a story, one story that has changed your life.
That's an easy one. I may have said this before, but it stands out prominently out of all the thousands of people that I've worked with was the kid who had stage 4 intestinal cancer, colon cancer, and he was in his 30s, and he called me up and part of me was like, you know, how am I going to help this guy? But the other part of me was, you know what? I'm just going to tell this guy to do what I tell everybody to do, and that is to give the body the raw materials, the good stuff, and keep the bad stuff out. And it's basically what I told him to do with a few little twists. Told him about bone soup, told him about gelatin, told him about calorie restriction. And not maybe 2 months later, 2.5 months later, I got a text back, no more cancer. Went from stage 4 cancer to no more cancer. And by the way, George, cancer obviously is one of the most horrific diagnoses anybody could have.
Oh, my God, what a way.
Do you know that cancers vanish without treatment all the time? This is I got a New York Times article here. This is from October 26, 2009. So you don't anybody who thinks this is just airy-fairy kind of, you know, new age hippie talk, this is a headline from the New York Times. Cancers can vanish without treatment, but how? And I encourage everybody to read it. It's based on a paper that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I encourage anybody who's dealing with cancer, has a loved one who's dealing with cancer, to Google this article and understand that the body has a healing capability that allows it to reverse disease. And they call it spontaneous remission. You can call, and I actually have a book, a 700-page huge book that's titled Spontaneous Remission that has endless studies. Countless studies, I don't even know, thousands of studies here on spontaneous remission in leukemia and spontaneous remission in lymphoma and I'm reading it right now, spontaneous remission neuroblastoma, spontaneous remission of Burkitt's tumor, spontaneous remission of malignant melanoma. They call it spontaneous, like it's just, boom, it just happens accidentally. We know cancers come and go. We know cancers remit. And this is the testimony, the God-given ability of what the human body is capable of. No matter how sick you are, George, you can reverse it, and it's not complicated. That's the beautiful thing.
It's common sense.
It's common sense. You put the good stuff in. I mean, this is how simple it is. You put the good stuff in, you take the bad stuff out, and by good stuff, I'm not just talking about diet and supplements, as important as those are, but thoughts. and emotions and spirituality and psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the bad stuff. The bad stuff is the bad food, certainly, the sugar and the high calories and the processed foods and the MSG and the excitotoxins, but it's also the anger and the lack of forgiveness and the resentment and the sadness and the grief and all of the things that conspire to shut down the body's ability to heal through the parasympathetic nervous system that activates the stress response. But we can do it is the bottom line, and we can do it ourselves. We don't need help. We can be our own health authorities. We can participate in our own health. And yes, you know what the word doctor originally means? It means to teach. A teacher.
To teach.
Yes. A doctor is a teacher. The original meaning of doctors is to teach. And so, yes, we can do it ourselves, and perhaps we need to be educated a little bit. But even the word educate comes from the Greek to pull out, eductar, to pull out of somebody. So even when you educate, you're pulling something out of yourself. The point is that we are self-contained healing systems designed divinely to renew every moment. And we can do it no matter how sick you are. I want everybody listening who's dealing with an illness or has a loved one who's dealing with an illness to be inspired to know that if one body can do it, if one human body can remit from cancer, then anybody can do it, let alone from something that less severe like psoriasis perhaps or eczema. It can be done with cancer. It can be done with anything. And if it can be done with one person, it can be done by anybody.
We're going to take your texts, your tweets, and your emails along with your phone calls with Pharmacist Ben as we're trying to give you a little information that will help you. And he is, again, with criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website and a toll-free number to call. There are people there that will give you advice. I know when Doc Wallach is on, he gives it really fast, and a lot of people don't catch it. So call 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Any traveling coming up for you, Ben?
Yeah, I'm going to the National Convention, the Longevity Convention, which will be in a couple
of weeks.
I'm
going to be in Asheville when that's going on, or else. I would have been out there.
Oh, I would love to see you. That would be great. Yeah, when you go to the convention, it just reinvigorates you because you actually see the other end of the longevity products. I see the products all the time, but it's so wonderful to see mass amounts of people who are on the other end of the products, the people who have lost 100 pounds or 150 pounds, and people who have gotten off all their medicines, and the people who have gotten out of
wheelchairs. Success stories.
This is what you see at the convention. Multiple people, countless people who have achieved dramatic, not just little results, but dramatic results.
Stay with us, Ben. We're going to come back for calls and all those other goodies next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast with Pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. And we will be back in a moment with your phone calls and Tom's tweets and texts and emails and all the good things to get you some information. Hey, August 25th is our Asheville, North Carolina event. And it is really getting close now, and I'm looking forward to this with special guests, including a paranormal investigator, a psychic medium who's going to do a special reading on stage, and, of course, a live band and a meet and greet after. It's just a fun event. And you can get your tickets by going to coasttocoastam.com, click events at the top of the homepage, or go to DW Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, dwtheater.com. You can get your tickets that way. I want to move 5 tickets tonight. I want to move them all, but I want to move 5 tickets tonight. There's 3 handicap in the orchestra center front, and then there's 4 seats left on the left rear orchestra and right rear orchestra section. Everything else is in the balcony. There's only 5 seats left on the ground level. I want to get them all sold out today, so just go to coasttocoastam.com. And click away at the events at coasttocoastam.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll get to your calls. I do have some emails in, Ben. One, of course, from Charlotte. She says, George, I'm 24 years old. Why should I worry about supplements at this age? You know what? And I'm going to answer that, and then I'll have you. I wish that I knew then what I know now,
yeah.
because it would have saved me all kinds of grief when I got older.
That's the perfect answer. That's exactly right. I'm so glad, because I went to pharmacy school and I learned about nutrition in pharmacy school in my 20s, and I was doing some athletic stuff, so we knew about nutrition. I'm so glad I've been supplementing my whole life. And the time, like you say, George, the time to get on a supplement program, to exercise, to change your life, to be physically fit and practice good physical habits is when you're healthy. That's the time to do it, because
that's
prevention
right.
is so much easier to deal with than reversal. Reversal is possible, but you want to practice prevention as much as possible. And for women, just for the beauty part of it, just to be beautiful, just to keep your skin gorgeous. Nutrition is so powerful when it comes to having beautiful skin. So even if it's just for the vanity of it, let alone for to prevent all the health disasters that are around the corner. Although when you're 24, I understand you feel like you're immortal and invulnerable. Well, you know what? Ask anybody, if you're 24 and you think that, go talk to somebody who's 44 or 54.
I've got a few obsessions in my life. Do you have any?
I have a lot of obsessions. Information is my obsession.
One obsession is burned out light bulbs. I can't stand it if I'm somewhere and there's a light bulb burned out. Because
like a pet peeve, you mean?
It's a pet peeve.
Yeah,
I mean, it tells me that, you know, there's some carelessness there or something. So if I'm in a restaurant and I see a burned out light bulb, yeah, I'll tell the manager.
That's interesting.
It drives me nuts. But what I'm leading to is I'm also obsessed with certain things that Edgar Cayce, the late American prophet, used to do.
Sleeping
Robin. And he said, if you take 3 almonds a day, you will not get cancer. It will not cure cancer.
Yeah.
He pointed that out. He said it's not a cure for cancer. It's a prevention of cancer.
Interesting. Well, seeds are very interesting because they have lots of powerful medicine in them. You've heard of laetril, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apricot seeds.
Right, exactly. And you remember how your grandmother would always say, or your mother would always say, don't swallow the seeds because, you know, don't swallow the apple seeds. Well, seeds are powerful medicine, and almonds are seeds. And they contain something called amygdalin, which is powerfully anti-cancer. So Edgar Cayce knew a lot of stuff, but didn't know necessarily how he knew it. You know, he just would go to sleep, he'd lay down, and stuff would come to him. And that alone, the whole Edgar Cayce story is very fascinating, because he knew a lot of stuff about medicine. He knew a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, and it just came to him. Now, how do you explain that, George?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I take apricot seeds, too, by the way.
You do take apricot seeds?
Yep.
That's
I sure
smart.
Do.
Very
I sure
smart.
Do. Let's take some calls. You ready? And I think Tom's got some texts and tweets we'll go to, too. Let's go to George in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, George, welcome to the program.
Hey, George.
Hello, George. Good to hear from you again.
Thanks.
Real quick, so you can have the other callers call in. How is the pH balance achieved, and how does it help a diabetic? Because I am.
That's a great question.
George, what a wonderful job. What a wonderful guest. You make me a better person because of your show and your guests.
Thank you,
I appreciate
George.
It, and I love you and your show and all your staff.
We love you too, George. Thank you.
George,
okay, so he wants to be more. He wants to be more alkaline.
Yeah, that's exactly right. pH is acid alkaline balance, and the word balance is sort of misleading because it's not like it's about balance. You want to be slightly alkaline. Alkaline is relaxation. You want the inside of the body to be in a slightly relaxed state. When it's in a slightly relaxed state, it tends to absorb energy more effectively. Acidity is associated with toxicity, alkalinity, and this is inside the body because, ironically, on the outside of the body, you want to be a little bit acidic. Your skin needs to be acidic. But in the inside of your body, you want to be alkaline, and nature has designed a system to keep you alkaline. You know what it's called? Respiration. And this is the most powerful way to alkalinize the body. And this is the way we're supposed to alkalinize the body. Our body is supposed to be alkalinized by oxygen and by blowing off carbon dioxide, which is acidic. So you can almost instantly change your blood pH by practicing what I call SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. All disease is associated with acidity, with excessive acidity. And just to digress a little bit, because we're talking in some scientific terms here, the pH scale goes from 0 to 14, where 0 is incredibly acidic and 14 is incredibly alkaline or basic, some people say. 7 is neutral in the middle. Water should be 7. If it doesn't have any impurities in it. And the inside the body has a pH of 7.38 inside the blood, and it's tightly regulated, so it's slightly alkaline. When you're hungover, you're acidic. That's what it feels like to be acidic. when you have a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, what do they give you? What's the common treatment for a hangover?
Alka-Seltzer.
Exactly. Nice. It alkalinizes. It's got alkalinizing minerals. So you can alkalinize a little bit through foods in the long run, but it's really not the best. It's not the main way to alkalinize. The main way to alkalinize, to raise your pH, is to deep breathe, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. And this almost alone, there's a lot of reasons why slow, deep, rhythmic breathing is important, but perhaps the main reason is because it's how we're meant to alkalinize. Acidity represents disease, it represents fatigue, it represents feeling crappy. Alkalinity represents feeling good, feeling strong, feeling healthy. Fastest way to do that is practice your SDR breathing, your slow, deep, rhythmic breathing.
Okay, we've got texts and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, this is from Larry in Wisconsin. Please ask Ben what a person can do to ramp themselves up and compensate for lack of sleep.
That's a great question. You ever notice how many commercials there are now for pillows and for mattresses and for sleep apnea machines? It's like we have an epidemic of insomnia, of people not able to sleep. So the lack of ability to sleep or ability to fall asleep is based in the body's stress system. It's a sign that the body is not in ease. So if you're having problems sleeping, well, there's a lot of things you could do. First of all, relax the body. Take a bath. Take a warm bath before you go to sleep. A warm bath is another great way to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, or a warm shower. Practice, in addition to SDR breathing, do something called progressive relaxation, where you start with your toes, and then you go to your feet, and then your ankles, and then your calves, and then your thighs. You work your way up, slowly relaxing the body, or contracting the body, and then contracting the muscles, and then relaxing them. And then you work your way up to your head, and then start again with your feet, your toes, and your feet, and work your way up again, and you do the same thing. You keep doing it until you fall asleep. There's all kinds of ways to activate this sleep response. In the middle, doing a little bit of magnesium, Osteomag product before you go to sleep. That's another great way to help the body fall asleep. You could do something called tryptophan or 5-HTP before you go to sleep.
Which is the natural ingredient in turkey. That's why everybody falls asleep their Thanksgiving dinner.
That's exactly right. Also, bananas are a good source of tryptophan. Tryptophan is very similar from a biochemistry standpoint to melatonin, which is absolutely amazing stuff for helping you fall asleep. So there's lots of things that you could do to help you fall asleep. If you have problems falling asleep, though, George, you know what a nice thing to do is? Get up and do something. And don't try to fall asleep. If you pick up a book and try to read, you'll oftentimes fall asleep. We say falling asleep. You don't try to fall. You just fall. So it's almost like an oxymoron to say you try to fall asleep.
Well, here's an interesting exercise. How many people remember the moment they have fallen asleep? Huh. You can't.
You know, that's very interesting, because if you do remember it, George, you astral project.
You're right.
Try it sometime. What will happen right before you fall asleep, you'll feel your body starting to shake. Right before you fall asleep, you're not really shaking, but you'll feel your body starting to shake. And what's happening is you're leaving your body. And this is a technique for astral projection or having lucid dreams. Do you ever have a lucid dream?
Oh, yeah, many times. As a matter of fact, I had a guest on last night, Claire Johnson out of Germany, talking about lucid dreaming. She's a PhD, and her thesis and dissertation was on that.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Has she had lots of them?
Many. And she can do it at will.
Oh, that's amazing. I've only had a few, but I know that just by having it, I know what it's like. It's an amazing, amazing.
Let's go to Helen in New York City. Helen, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling to find out, how can I live with spinal stenosis, prediabetes, and try to work on strengthening the spinal column?
Spinal stenosis, of course, is the shrinking of the spinal cord.
That's right. It's caused by chronic irritation is what it is. So what you got to do is, when you have a bunch of health challenges, you always want to go to the root. It's like if you have a bunch of rotting leaves, you don't want to approach the problem at the level of the leaves. You want to approach the problem at the level of the root. And this is how you deal with all kinds of multiple symptoms. You know, some 70 million Americans have more than one chronic degenerative disease. 40 million Americans have more than four chronic degenerative diseases. When you have a lot of things going on, diabetes and spinal stenosis, and the body's just deteriorating, you basically have the one disease. There's 12,800 different diagnoses, according to the World Health Organization. I say there's only one. I call it MBFA disease. My body is falling apart disease. That's the only disease there is. The body is just deteriorating. Spinal stenosis is a sign that the body is deteriorating. Diabetes is a sign that the body's metabolic system is deteriorating, chemistry system is deteriorating. The body's just breaking down. So you cut to the chase. You stop putting the toxicity into the body. And by toxicity, I'm not just talking about bad foods. I'm also talking about foods in general. Just eating less foods, George, is a powerful healing and anti-aging strategy. You know, when you're hungry, George, you produce a hormone called ghrelin, G-H-R-E-L-I-N, ghrelin. And this hormone is helps you learn better. It helps your body grow better. It helps your muscles recover better. It helps you see colors more brighter. You actually have a better life, biochemically speaking, when you're a little bit hungry. And the fact that we're eating all of the time ends up causing a situation where the body, instead of having this experience of being alive, of being on edge, of just being vigorous and sharp, is dulled. And it's domesticated, and it's weak. And this really is what the problem is in terms of our poor health. The body's just weakened. It's not living on the edge the way it's supposed to be. So eating less food is a very powerful strategy. Then, of course, getting on a nutritional supplement program, getting on the Healthy Start Pack, making sure you're using your Keto FX protein, making sure that you're pounding in the nutritional supplements that are responsible for building the body. So many times we eat because we're missing nutrients. Simply by putting nutrition into the system, vitamins and minerals, what we call the mighty 90 essential nutrients that you find in the Healthy Start Pack, your body gets the active components of the nutrition of the foods that really should be in the foods. All these things should be in the foods, but because of farming techniques and processing and heating and storage and shipping and keeping stuff on the shelf life, our foods just don't have what they're supposed to have in them. So you have to get on a supplement program. And making sure the gal said she had prediabetes. Guess what? Everybody has prediabetes. If you have spinal stenosis, I don't care what your blood test says. You can regard yourself as having blood sugar problems. If not officially diagnosed diabetes, what we say dysglycemia. Get yourself on the Sweeties from Youngevity. Use the ultimate niacin. Niacin is one of the all-time great supplements for so many different things, including blood sugar control. Niacin, by the way, which you get in the ultimate niacin from Youngevity, is the only vitamin that your body actually makes when it's under deficiency, in a deficiency state. That's how important niacin is for your brain, for your digestive system, for blood sugar control, for your skin. It's just unspeakably valuable. There's all these strategies. So if you have multiple disease states, your body's breaking down in multiple places, cut to the chase, go to the root. Digestive system, relax the body, make sure you're supplementing, stabilize your blood sugar, eat less food. There's zillions of strategies. Exercise a little bit. It doesn't take a lot of exercise, just a little bit of exercise. Get on a rebounder.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com. Email from Paul in Mackinac Island up there in Michigan. Wants to know if low cholesterol is just as bad as high cholesterol.
Depends on what you mean by low and high, first of all. I don't know about those terms, but I see where he's going with this. Yes, low cholesterol is a big problem because if I said it once, I said it a thousand times. I hate to be, just repeating myself on this, but cholesterol is the single most important biomolecule in the body. It is your life management molecule, and the demonization of cholesterol represents the ultimate in medical ignorance. It is so important, George. It's your stress management hormone. It's your youth hormone. It's your fertility hormone. It's your growth hormone. It's your wound repair hormone. It's your neurological hormone. It's responsible for everything we love about life from a biochemical perspective. It's vitamin D, it's estrogen, it's testosterone, progesterone, it's pregnenolone. It's all of these vital hormones that are responsible for helping us have a great life. When you have low cholesterol, that doesn't happen. And the number one reason for low cholesterol is liver problems. So focus on the liver if you have low cholesterol, and there's lots of ways to do that. Get on the Healthy Start Pack, of course. Make sure you're focusing on your digestive system. Use your Ultimate Nightly Essence probiotics. Use your Fucoid Z. And oh, by the way, do you know, George, You know what essential fatty acids are, obviously.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So the ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, they're natural statin drugs. They work like statin drugs. They will naturally keep your cholesterol where it needs to be, among other things. Ultimate EFAs are natural blood pressure medicines, natural antiarrhythmics. They're incredibly important for all circulatory issues, hypertension and atherosclerosis, but they're also natural statin drugs. And if you're on a statin drug, and if you're on any drug, your number one health challenge should be to figure out how to wean yourself off of it. Not go off of it, not just stop taking it, but wean yourself off of it with your doctor. You can do it with your physician who's prescribing it. Wean yourself off the med and get on a supplement program to replace it. If you're on a statin drug, wean yourself off your statin drug with your doctor and get on the ultimate EFAs.
Let's go to Jeff in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I have kind of a practical question, and that is when you have these 90, and I know you're a compounding pharmacist, when you have 90 nutrients in a compound like some of your supplements, how do they mix all those together? I mean, if you walked into the factory, and I'd like to also know where the factories are, but how do they mix all those together? I mean, what would it look like?
It's pretty impressive how they do it. It's pretty high tech. All the supplements, all the various components of the supplements come individually, and they just get blended up. Just, for example, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You put a bunch of stuff in the hopper and mix it all up, and it all goes into the container. But it's a pretty elaborate process, and the formulation process is also pretty elaborate. The guys who formulate, if I can give a plug to Richard Renton and Dr. Wallach, and basically those are the formulators of a lot of these longevity products. These are brilliant formulators. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I'm a formulator myself, but I'm saying this as a formulator. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is one of the most incredibly well-formulated nutritional supplements you will ever use. It is exquisite from a formulator standpoint. I'm speaking now not as a therapist, but as a formulator. It is an exquisite formulation, and it is no accident that people get the most dramatic results from that product. If you had to pick one nutritional product that you wanted to use, it would be the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It is life-changing, and I'm not saying that in any hyperbolic sense. I'm saying that as a therapist, a formulator, and as a pharmacist, putting my credibility on the line. That product is mind-blowingly effective, and I've seen the most incredible results with that, from energy, from changes in energy levels, to people getting off their meds, to people losing weight, to just people having better lives from that Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Hold on for a second, Ben. We'll be back with more in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.